Quincy, City Clerk Nicole Crispo joining us once again for an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Great. Here we are, October, and my gosh, things are getting busy.
Absolutely. It is busy around here in the clerk's office, that's for sure.
I am sure. I am sure. Relatively quick meeting this week, though, right?
Yes, it was. Full board. And we got right to agenda item number one here regarding the request of the Thomas Crane Public Library at 40 Washington Street for a special use one day liquor license for their hour at the Crane Gothic Gala on Friday, October 24th, from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Teresa Tagney was there. We talked about this is probably one of a dozen they've done for the community, and exposing, of course, the library and all that it has to offer there. It is a community event, and they will have packaged snacks as well, and that went through 5-0. Agenda item number two here regarding the request of Historic New England for a special use permit one day liquor license for their Colonel Quincy Spyglass event at the Quincy House at 20 Murrhead Street on Friday, October 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. Carla Rosenstein was there, and Break Rock Brewing will be there. First to talk about the Quincy Spyglass event, and then a toast to watch the sunset. It's a beautiful time of the year, and they're looking forward to that event for the Colonel Quincy Spyglass event.
Huh, something different.
That went through 5-0.
Okay.
Agenda item number three here regarding the request of LLCA LLC doing business as Shiawake Convenience Store at 620 Hancock Street for a common victualer license to enhance offerings at their existing location, including coffee and hot snacks, reheating hot dogs, three electric plug-in heaters. Qinghao Zhang was there, and Sophia, and they talked about just offering these new products there at their store, food items, and they're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And that went through 5-0. Agenda item number four here regarding the request of Apple New England LLC doing business as Applebee's 200 Hancock Street for a change of manager on their all but alcohol beverage restaurant license to Craig Galvin. Craig Galvin is a 7-year employee at Applebee's and has worked in Quincy as well as Rhode Island and is now coming back to Quincy. And that went through 5-0. We did have an update to a hearing that we had on September 9th. The Topu Management LLC application for their all alcohol beverage restaurant license at 95 Franklin Street was withdrawn without prejudice by the applicant. And our next hearing will be on October 21st.
Okay, so you're quickly speeding into fall here. Goodness.
Yes, we are. It's going to get
And
cold.
yeah, I know, it'll be here before you know it. And so will the November 4th election.
As a matter of fact, ballots went out in the mail, so people could be expecting their ballots anytime now. And the drop box is open here at City Hall if people care to drop it off, or they can certainly put it in the the USPS.
Okay. Can they still request a mail-in ballot, Nikki, if they'd like?
Yes, they can. They
Okay.
can also receive an absentee ballot.
Okay, and what is the deadline to request a mail-in ballot?
That is a good question.
So many dates to
Yeah, I know.
consider.
And I don't have it right in front of
All
me, but
right.
it is on our website,
Okay.
on the election calendar. And I can certainly get it to you so you can post it as well.
Okay.
October 25th is the last day to register to vote, for the election. And we will be here at City Hall on the second floor for voter registration, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's also the first day of early voting, which will be held over in the Great Hall, not upstairs, but on the first level there, in the boards and commissions room, and in Old City Hall. That will be 8:30 to 2:30
On the 25th.
on the 25th,
Okay.
Saturday.
Yep.
No early voting on Sunday. Back early voting Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
Boards and commissions room.
Boards and commissions room, yes.
Okay. Very good. So the last day of early voting will be on
The
Halloween.
31st, Halloween.
Okay. And then, of course, in-person voting, November 4th, right?
Of course, all 31 precincts will be open. We do still have the changes in effect, at the Nickerson Post, Ward 6, Precinct 5, from the Squantum School, seem to work out very well. And we'll have the same setup there for the 4th as we did, for our September preliminary. And I think it worked out really well. Yeah,
Okay, very
it's a
good.
nice temporary spot. So, and the lower level, of course, of the Elks is now in effect. We learned a little from the preliminary on a couple of changes we plan on implementing there, just so that the flow goes better. And we'll put those into effect for November 4th. But again, another good compromise, because the Elks, if they could use the big hall to rent, we didn't want to be in their way for that. So they asked us to move to the lower level, and it was nice of them to clear that space for us for the day of voting, and we appreciate that very much. Certainly everybody here is working hard getting ready for the election. Our poll workers, our custodians in the schools, certainly, the administration and the city council for giving us the budget to be able to get all this done. Our logistics team that, you'd never hear about, Rick Fitzpatrick, Mr. Brillo. They work so hard down there making sure that we get our supplies out and get these 31 precincts up and running on election day. And we can't thank them enough for all the hard work that they do. We will be out probably close to 3 or 4 days before the election. At the schools, at the halls, at the churches, making sure that we're set up and ready for election day.
Yeah,
We're
that's a
looking
good point.
forward
We
to
should
it.
mention no school on November 4th, right?
Right. No
Yeah.
school.
Okay. And for folks who are registering to vote, Nikki, what documents do they need to bring with them?
They're signing under the penalties of perjury. So as long as they have all the information on their current address, their name, the last 4 digits of their social. We don't ask for ID. And also, there are so many that are registered now because of the registry that automatically registers you to vote. If you're questioning whether you're already registered, you can certainly call our office 617-376-1144-1143 and just check on your voter registration status. I know a lot of people were surprised that they were on the inactive list for but if we didn't get a census returned, you did become inactive. If you do show up at the polls, we ask that you sign a roster saying that you are who you are and that you still live at that address, and you can certainly vote on election day if you're on the inactive list.
Right. I think that's important to point out. If you cast a provisional ballot, then once it's certified, it's recorded, right?
Provisional ballots are for those who think that they're registered to vote, but we don't have them on the list.
Oh, okay.
So those people get a provisional ballot if they say they registered at the registry or here in person. We can certainly do a little investigation after the election, and we'll determine whether it will be counted or not. If it's not, we'll certainly send that person a voter registration or let them know that their ballot was not counted.
Okay, very good. All right. Now, speaking of certifying signatures, can we talk a little bit about the ballot petition initiative?
Yeah, may I also just say vote by mail if you need a vote by mail ballot, please go on to the City of Quincy election site and you can request one there, or you can also go to the Secretary of State's website and request one there. We do the ballots every day, so as soon as we get them, we'll mail it right out to you.
Okay, very good. And that needs to be back to a City Hall by the 4th at 8 p.m. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Yeah. Now about the ballot petition initiative, Nikki, and the signature certifying process.
Yes.
Can you explain how that works?
Yes. So we received 317 pages of signatures. We stamped them all in, gave a receipt, and got working on them immediately. According to the charter, according to state law, we go by signature and address. So the petitions that were given to us had printed name, address, and signature is how it went. And we didn't look at the printed column. We went by signature and address. So we have a voter registration system here that runs through the state. Each address is looked up, and then we determine whether we can make out whose signature is on the form and whether we can certify it or not.
Okay. And is that standard practice? Is that how it's always been done?
It is. It is. I understand the frustration that people are feeling and the petitioners, of course, but we have to work within the guidelines of the law. And I think that we did a very good job of doing that. I'm confident in the election department and how hard they worked on the petition signatures. I read something yesterday that I consented to the petition itself that went out. And in fact, that's false. I did not. The petition was out well in advance of the meeting that I had with a few of the petitioners. That brought this to our attention Well, they were already collecting signatures, and there are, some things that I did add that I thought that are important that they do, and I did tell them that we go by signature and address. I think that sometimes some information gets misconstrued out there, and I just want people to know that, my office did it, certified those signatures by the law, by the letter of the law. I understand people's frustration, but they fell a little short, and this doesn't take effect until 2028, so there will be another election in 2027. If we do go to court, if the judge decides that we should put this on, I'm happy to do so. And we can, if the judge says to have a special election, I will do that. If the judge says to put it on the 27 ballot, I will. But we feel confident that we did a good job, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Okay, very good. And is it too soon to ask you for a prediction on turnout on November 4th, Nikki?
I'm gonna go with the old 18 to 20%.
Okay.
This time I'm hoping we get there. I think that, there's a lot on the ballot. New faces and everybody, if you can get out to vote, it's important, and we encourage it here. And if anybody has any questions, please reach out to our office.
Very good. All right. We'll be talking before then, I'm sure.
You bet.
Thanks a lot, Nikki. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.